This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden said there is a very high likelihood that Russia will invade Ukraine in the next several days. Biden told reporters at the White House Thursday, "We have reason to believe that they are engaged in a false flag operation to have an excuse to attack Ukraine." Biden said, however, he still believes it is possible to find a diplomatic solution that would ease Russia's concerns about NATO's missiles and military training exercises in Eastern Europe. The Western allies reject Russia's main demand that NATO rule out the possibility of granting membership to Ukraine and other former Soviet states. The White House said Biden will speak with transatlantic leaders on a phone call later today about Russia's buildup of military troops on the border of Ukraine and the continued efforts of the U.S. to pursue deterrence and diplomacy. Meanwhile, Moscow expelled the number two ranking U.S. diplomat from the American embassy in the Russian capital. The U.S. State Department said the expulsion of Bart Gorman, its deputy chief of mission in Moscow, was unprovoked, and we consider this an escalatory step and are considering our response. Hundreds of truckers clogging Canada's capital stood their ground Thursday, even as police arrested two protest leaders and threatened to break up the nearly three-week protests against the country's COVID-19 restrictions. The face-off in Ottawa seems to be escalating as busloads of officers arrive Thursday near Parliament Hill. The city's interim police chief says action is imminent. For more news, please join us at our website.